right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to talk a little bit about an article in Axios. And I've kind of known this for some time. And that's about Americans' belief in a God has reached an all-time low. Now, I'm looking at a picture, again in Axios this morning, and it depicts a Catholic church, huge Catholic church, with about 25 people in it on Sunday morning. A huge Catholic church that probably was filled to the brim with people 30 years ago. What's happened to the American people and their beliefs in a God or in a religion? 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Have you noticed it? And I don't even mean just physically noticed it. Maybe you've noticed it in the church that you've been going to for some time. Or maybe you realize it because of conversations that you have with people who clearly aren't affiliated with any religion or any church. And we continue to, that continues to fade. People's belief in a God is the lowest that it's been in 78 years, according to the Gallup. So our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What do you think is at the root of the fact that people are losing their faith in a God? It when I was a young person, we had no choice. We were going to church, okay? And we didn't have any say-so in it. From the time I was a young boy, Sunday mornings, it was already determined where you were going and that you would be there. You would go to Sunday school. You would certainly go to church. Maybe you would hang out a little bit afterwards. You certainly would go to Bible study. You would be going to all these different things. And I'm not going to say that it didn't have some impact on how I've lived my life early on in that. And so the foundation of it impacted my life even to this day. But is that time past? And is it a good thing in this country that people, for the most part, many people, especially younger people, have not either had any foundation or have chosen not to to believe in a God. When you look at it from 1944 to 2011, an amazing stat, 90% of all Americans, 9 out of 10 Americans from 1994 to 2011 believed in a God. That's not anywhere near where we are today. What happened? What happened? Let's go to the phone line, Sam. We got Tom back. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? You say what?
Hey, Earl. What I would say is, one, I don't know if everyone's believing in a proverbial Santa Claus anymore. In fact, I have a shirt that says I met God and she's black, because that's how I feel. I think people look at it more as a spirituality and a higher energy source. I think also because of there not being a separation between church and state, which is what it said in the Constitution, was to have a separation between church and state. And because of that not happening, it's been to the detriment of both the church and the state. They should be keeping the two separate. That's my two cents.
Well, I think it says conservatives and married adults have experienced very little change in those beliefs, while other subgroups, including education level and ages, experiences but a modest decline. You wonder if it has something to do. If it has something to do, as some will say, with the immorality that they say has permeated.
I think what it has to do with is if it's immorality, it's immorality of the preachers that have taken advantage of the sheep. Jesus said, "You are the shepherd, and you're supposed to take care of my flock." And I have seen over and over again where the shepherds have been basically the Antichrist. They can call themselves Christian, but they're Antichrist because of the fact that they are not walking in the footsteps of Christ.
Based on, again, this article from Axios, the real decline is in liberals and progressives. 62% of liberals, 68% of progressives have, for the most part, backed down in their beliefs with their spiritual beliefs. And so
I think that's because we realize that Jesus was a liberal. He cared for the poor. He cared for the sick. So we're not just believing in some type of dogma that's coming our way. We actually believe and try to live our life after Christ or the way that, God wanted it. But I don't think we look at it. I think in the past, when you're a young child, you need to have some type of foundation.
But look at these numbers. They tell a story.
Believing God
is highest among political conservatives. And this is what I don't get. Conservatives have the highest belief in a God, but their actions are anti-Christian.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is it better to say, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, and not live anything, towards the New Testament or what Christ actually said, or any of these other religions? As far as I'm concerned, all of these people like Jesus and Muhammad and all of these different leaders of different religions would probably be, in my case, probably be in Venice Beach, sitting up in a tree and meditating. These are not people that were, killers or warriors or any of this kind of stuff. And I think that you would think that if they really truly do believe in a God, that they would actually start acting up a little bit better because they may not make
Tom, we got to go to a break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Thank you. We'll be right back.